We're talking baseball. Klazuski Campanella talking baseball.
It's Wahoo Week on WEOL. We are talking baseball. And they're always looking for players' names. Now, this is in post. You know these names now. It's Hall of Famers, famous people. But you never know. Where do you find all of these new players? Well, maybe we can get some insight into that this morning. Tim Alcorn out in Goodyear, Arizona. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Bruce. Good morning, Craig. And hello to everybody back in Lorain County in Northeast Ohio. Great to be here in Goodyear as our guests continue to roll in. And you got to think about the fact that it's 6:12 here in Goodyear, Arizona, and yet a lot of people are at the facility already, including Assistant General Manager Derek Falvey. Derek, we appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Have you adjusted your body clock?
We're used to these early starts at spring training. This is a typical schedule for us.
So talk a little bit about your role as Assistant General Manager. Obviously, there was some tweaks within the organization, so how was your role affected?
Sure. So with Chris Antonetti taking on the President of Baseball Operations role and Mike now as the general manager, my job is to support them just in day-to-day responsibilities, managing our baseball operations staff and also working with our major league coaching staff on anything associated with player development needs, roster transactions, and contract negotiations.
Anything in particular here in Goodyear that you're responsible for?
Sure. We do a lot with our major league coaching staff on player development plans. So we have our players all the way from the major leagues down through the Dominican Summer League. Players will be here over the next month. So a lot of discussion with our coaches about the best way to take advantage of this time while we're out here.
Speaking of player development, it has to be exciting as an organization to watch how this core group of Indians, the younger guys like Gomes, Kipnis, Brantley, how they indeed have developed to blossom now into the nucleus of this team.
It's fun to see this group come together. I mean, we saw at the toward the end of last year that player contract of sorts that was reported on, and the group came together and really wanted to drive the potential of this team forward. And I think we're seeing guys like Corey Kluber and Jason Kipnis, Yan Gomes take on those leadership roles, and it's fun to see.
Talk a little bit about some of the younger guys coming up that perhaps Indians fans are looking ahead a year or two, not that we're not focused on 2016, but some of the guys coming up that certainly have an exciting future with this organization.
Sure, we've seen some of them already here in Major League Camp. Tyler Naquin's a guy who's competing at the Major League level this year.
Yeah, Hammy talked about him earlier.
A great young kid, put his body in a great spot this offseason, did some strength conditioning work out here alongside Cody Anderson, who we saw pitch yesterday and do exceptionally well in that game. So those are guys that have just transitioned. I think we've seen now all of the young guys coming into minor league camp, guys like Bradley Zimmer, Clint Frazier, some of our early round draft picks last year that, like Tyler, did a great job this offseason with their work, both in the weight room and their fundamental work. So we'll see those guys in the AA, AAA level this year.
Again, we're talking with Derek Falvey, Assistant General Manager with the Indians. As you and Michael Chernoff and even Chris Antonetti, as you look at this roster, how set is it, basically? How many spots are being battled for here in Goodyear?
I think there's a healthy competition here. I think with our outfield group, as we saw last year, that transformed over the course of the season, and there are some young players here in camp, as well as some non-roster invites like Shane Robinson and Robbie Grossman, Michael Choice, Will Venable, guys that have opportunities to earn a role on this team. So we still see some real competition among this group, and they're pushing each other every day at every position.
Guys, before we let Derek go, any quick thoughts or questions from back in the studio?
Derek, once the season gets underway, is there a typical day for you?
It depends, I suppose, whether I'm on the road or in Cleveland. But typical days for us are, you know, normal morning, get in, try and get some work done in the office, and then spend some time around the coaching staff in the early afternoon to help facilitate whatever's necessary through the evening. So I wouldn't say any day is typical, but the schedule does stay relatively consistent.
All right, well, guys, Derek's got some other stops to make here in the media center, so we'll let him scoot. Hey, we appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you. Derek Falvey, Assistant General Manager with the Indians, as he joins us here in Goodyear as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. Great to have him on AM 930 WEOL.